You're listening to Chloe Rose on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision.
Sound and Chloe's Vision. That's why we launched the programme with Shot You Down by Chloe Rose. Chloe, welcome back to your show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm really glad to be back in the studio. At last, it has felt like so long, Alex. Well, I've missed this place.
It's been a long time, but, you know, there's something nice about a warm and welcoming studio for however long it's with us, which is important. OK, let's continue, because this week, this edition of Sound and Chloe's Vision will be focusing not just your own magical music, not just some interesting James Bond music, but also a band from Grimsby.
Absolutely. A very, very awesome band, actually. Rising from the ashes of a once thriving but now forgotten fishing town, we have Healer, an alt indie band. They are absolutely incredible, and they've only been together for a year, and they already have many successes. Lots of gigs up and coming as well.
Give me hope.
Horse Fire by the awesome, amazing Healer, Grimsby Band based fantastic new single that is coming out as well. So we have a special guest online. It is Jazz, the drummer from Healer. Hello, Jazz.
Hey, Chloe, you all right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. I had to run back to the car because my phone is getting really low, so I just went to get the charger. So this is Bones by Healer.
She told me to change and I felt nervous deep in my stomach. Smoked a day away, but through
Healer. Well, I have got to say, Jazz, I'm always blown away by your music. As a band, I think that Bone song is incredible. It's definitely one of my favourites of Healer's. I mean, it's crazy at the moment. You're getting lots of play on BBC Music Introducing, Amazing Radio UK, and now also championed by comedian Lloyd Griffiths as well. And you're set, aren't you, to play? I'm just trying to think who it was. It was with Sleeper and Razorlight. You're going to share a stage with them. Is that right? Like, how did that come about?
Yeah, everything's going so well, isn't it? Like you said, Amazing Radio have been giving us so much support. They played our new single, Wake Me Up, on Monday night as part of Charlie Ashcroft's audition show.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And we've been releasing some of our old BBC Introducing footage from last summer. And then recently we've been back again to, you know, record our new stuff. Yeah, we played with Sleeper at Doc's Academy in Grimsby. It was earlier last year. Yeah. But at Doc's Fest coming up on the 6th of July this year, that's where we're playing with Razorlight, Feeder, Lottery Winners. It's going to be an absolutely amazing day.
Gosh, I need to get my ticket, Jazz. I'll be straight there to watch you and Healer play. I cannot wait. So, in terms of influences, who are your musical influences as a whole band then? Who do you think you're sort of similar to? Obviously, you've got your own distinctive sound, which is very clear. But who would you say you would liken yourself to? Or
That's always the toughest question, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've all individually so many different influences and styles. I mean, the Britpop era from the 90s and the indie rock from kind of the noughties. I'd say some comparisons, we've had a bit of Kings of Leon, Stereophonics, more recently Sam Fender. But then U2 are a big influence on all of us, and even bands like Nirvana and the Beatles. We've just got, you know, such a range. So many different bands, really.
Oh, I just love hearing all about this. So what about your songwriting then? As a group, you know, have you got some more songs lined up? Because obviously you've got your new single coming out, which is really, really exciting. But have you got any new songs in the pipeline that you're currently working on?
Well, we've already got another new single recorded and ready to go. We recorded that at the same time as Wake Me Up. So Wake Me Up's coming out on Friday. Yep. And then after that, we've got one already kind of in the bag, ready to go in maybe about 2 months. And then we're back in the studio again in April. And we've already got, I think, about 3 new ones, which we're really excited about. Again, it just feels like we kind of keep stepping things up musically. And it's just really exciting at the minute.
Yeah, it is. And do you know what I really like about your band? It's just like even the simple message at the moment that you refuse as a band to be ignored, you know, that you will eventually get to the top, you will get heard. And I honestly believe that, and I think that's just pure dedication. And considering the fact that you've only been together as a band for, you know, a year, you'd think you've been working together for a very long time. I mean, you've got your image, your music, it's really like successful. So in terms of sort of Bones, like what was the inspiration for that song? What is it sort of about? What did you want the listeners to think of?
I'm just going to pass it over to Steve now. He's kind of been lurking in the background, and he wrote the song, so I'm going to let him take that one.
Hey, Steve.
Hiya, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. It's so nice to hear from you.
Oh, same, thank you. Bones is one. Which was sort of about like a relationship that was sort of breaking down at the time. And then I sort of came back to it when I got in a relationship that was actually, you know, what I'm still in now that I'm really happy in. So it made more sense to me when I came back to it, because I'd started the song during like the breakdown of a relationship, but then I actually like sort of finally finished it with the band when I was in a much stronger relationship. And it's about the idea of like love and how fragile it can be and how strong it can be, and you know what it's like when you're in a relationship and 1 minute things are the best they've ever been, but then it can very, very quickly change. So it's about like being on that knife edge of love.
Yeah, I love that you've kind of, you know, your songs are inspired by your own personal experiences, and I think that makes it more authentic. I think the more truthful music is, the more successful it kind of is, because, I mean, many songwriters, they kind of, the most successful ones take it from their own inspirations, if you know what I mean, something that they've gone through, and that's something that I definitely relate to as well. So this new single then, how did you write the, you know, for Wake Me Up, what was the songwriting process for that?
I think we were at the practice room.
Yeah.
And Dave had this new riff that he was excited about. And I think we were actually maybe waiting. I think maybe we were still waiting for Tony to arrive, our bassist. And within about 20 minutes before he'd even arrived, we'd written the song. And he kind of came to the room and was like, oh, what do you think of this, Tony? And he was just like, wow, well, you know, I can't believe you just smashed a song out. And not even kind of here yet. And then we kind of took it from there, really.
We wasn't going to record that song.
Yeah.
We went to Sugar House with some different songs. There was another song called Violently Me that we played live quite a few times. And we played that song and they was like, not really feeling that one, maybe try another one. And so we played them other songs, and that's when we played War and Wake Me Up, and they were straight away like, yeah, those two. Yeah. Let's record those two for definite. So that's how we ended up recording it.
Oh, nice. I love that it was like 20 minutes and you was like, this is it, this is the song. But sometimes it does happen like that, doesn't it? You'll be writing, all of a sudden it's like, no, this is the song. As sometimes it can take people 2-3 days, a month, but 20 minutes, I tell you what, yeah. that is what you want, isn't it? Churning them out every 20 minutes. You bagged it, I think. So, Wake Me Up, in terms of the actual song itself, would you like to introduce it, give a little bit of background behind it?
Sure. So, Wake Me Up, like I said, we wrote it. It's one of the songs that fell out of the sky. That's what we often say about our songs. They do seem to come out very organically.
Yeah.
And Wake Me Up certainly was one of those. Stephen, will say anything about the actual song?
You know, I think in our press release, there's some really good things about it. It is a bit of a middle finger to the 95, isn't it? It's about the fear of letting go of that. We're all quite, you know, growing up now. We're living more responsible lives other than the past, that side of it. And it's about sort of letting go of that party lifestyle and moving on, and the struggle with that.
Sounds absolutely... Oh, here we go.
Stars flow like feathers in our eyes around us, and I've been trapped in here too long. Turn off the television, I'm seeing the tunnel vision. Yeah.
special sound and Chloe's vision line for that. PDF, pretty darn fantastic. Wake Me Up, Healer, released, of course, on the 2nd of February. Chloe, back to you to find out more about the socials and various other elements that are coming through there, because we've got an even more exciting announcement coming up at the end of this sound and Chloe's vision, which I can't hold my back on for much longer. But anyway, over to your good self, Chloe.
Yes, so please let everyone know, how can they get in touch with you or find you online?
So we're on everything, Facebook, Instagram, X, it's now called, even TikTok. So Facebook is This Is Healer UK. Instagram is this.is.healer. We've got our own website, thisishealer.com. That's got everything there. The easiest way, I suppose, thisishealer.com, and you'll find absolutely everything from there. You can even sign up to our mailing list. Yeah, that's the easiest way.
And you've got merchandise as well. I've been looking at the merch. Honestly, I might get myself a top.
Yeah, you should. We've just got something stocking as well, ready for the gig on Saturday. So.
Oh, yes, for the launch, isn't it? You've got the launch coming up. Single launch, yeah, on the 3rd, yeah.
Yeah, so we're playing the single launch. We've got Kid Spirit and DB Jones on supporting. So it's going to be an amazing night. It's sold out. Yeah, it's going to be cracking.
Well, I'm not surprised it's sold out. Honestly, you guys are so talented, and I'm hoping that you just keep on soaring and keep getting where you want to go with it, because you do deserve it. Thanks so much for coming. Have you enjoyed being on the show?
It's been great. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. And will you be back again?
Absolutely, yeah. When our next single is out, whenever you want us, you know.
Yeah.
Take life, do you know what you give? I'll die, you won't like what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seen with me? By the merciless eyes I've deceived. I've seen angels fall from blind.
Chloe Rose. You like James Bond. That's why we featured the Daniel Craig opener, Casino Royale. Chris Cornell, You Know My Name.
I do. Another classic James Bond song. And the thing is, I absolutely love James Bond. I love Daniel Craig. He is one of my favourites. I do like the others. Don't get me wrong. Pierce Brosnan and Roger Moore and all that and all the others. I know I've not named all of them. I won't forget them all, though. But the thing is, I've always wanted to be a Bond girl, to be honest with you. And I've always wanted to write a theme for a Bond song. So I thought it would be, you know, a good idea to play it on the show today. Just have some Bond songs on.
Bit of Skyfall?
Absolutely. Adele, it's got to be done. It's got to be done.
Stand tall and face it all. out the window, scared what you might say, 'cause we're waiting for the world to end. Will we see this till the end? Oh, shelter you when the sky.
Hopefully, the listener will have actually spotted that we followed Skyfall with Sky is Falling, one of your tracks, Chloe, for Sound and Chloe's Vision.
I love that. Really good idea, just putting them back to back. Mm. No complaints there. Well, never any complaints. Mm. I love it here. It's awesome, and you're awesome. Mm. So there you go.
Coming up, of course, in a matter of nearly 10, 15 minutes from now, we will be releasing Hot to Cold.
I cannot wait.
A song which will be available for purchase on the 17th of February, the day after the first airing of Sound and Chloe's Vision, which you've been listening to. So if people are confused about, talk about Healers, track going out on February the 2nd, etc. Obviously, that's now been available. You can still purchase that. But Hot to Cold literally will be available now for download, etc. Your latest track. Can you give us, obviously we can't hear it at this stage, but any kind of backstory about Hot to Cold?
Yeah, so it's a song that's like quite close to my heart.
Dedicated to a thermos flask?
Absolutely. It's a personal experience in the past, and it's kind of like the breaking down of a relationship, really. And that I kind of wanted to sort of channel that, because I seem to just be inspired by, I don't know, good things, bad things. Mm-hmm. And it's more authentic that way. And gosh, sorry, I've nearly lost for words with it, really.
Tell you what, let's have some golden dreams to
absolutely
actually keep the Bond theme going.
Keep the Bond theme going.
Yeah.
Ba-da-da. was lost will be found, and sorrow built will be bound. Cracks unfold this darkest hour. Feel this love I used to hold. Oh, crashing through falling dreams, the darkness I've seen, and all that you. Left your shadow behind, golden dreams. It's not as it seems when you're holding on to the love that's gone. All these golden dreams buried in the sand, all the fears they breathe, bled you dry. Fading truth and no regret. Broken thoughts that fill my head. But I saw you in my sleep. And I left you.
Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He
Shirley Bassey, Goldfinger. What a sassy, amazing, talented woman she is. Absolutely love her music. That'll just never go out of time for me, that. I'll always listen to that song.
Yeah, the third James Bond movie, starring, of course, Sean Connery, Honor Blackman, and Gert Frobe as Auric Goldfinger. So there you go. Also Shirley Eden. Chloe, shall we just have a little echo of Wake Me Up by Hila? We heard it early on, so we'll just do that as the penultimate track on the show today. And
Absolutely. Then,
of course, we have, again, the official reveal on Sound and Chloe's Vision of Hot to Cold.
Wake me up, I must
And there we go. It's time for the announcement. Chloe, we've already talked about it once, but we're going to wrap up Sound and Chloe's Vision, the first one for 2024. Hopefully the first of many. We don't know them, if we're spared. We featured Healer, for which many thanks. And Chloe, would you like to announce what's going to be around now? It's your latest single. We're about to be hearing it on Sound and Chloe's Vision.
Here we go. The first airplay on Siren Radio. It's Hot to Cold.
Dark, we keep switching. Here I stand and stay and watch the world go by. I search between the smoke. Oh, I would turn it hard to cold, and I can feel this fever. Cracks again. Just tell me why I can run and I won't hide. Don't hurt me, don't cast my love aside. We're barely holding on, and his love keeps me alive. And we live with music in our eyes. Without a name, lost beneath the silence. 'Cause nothing, nothing feels like gold. Oh Lord, do you hear me call? Do you hear me call? Light to dark, we keep switching.